Time to bring in Pat Picano. Good morning, Pat. Where are you? Hang on a second.
Out and scream and call for help this morning, right? Thank goodness.
That's right. There was no call for help, and I was dressed early this morning just in case, so you didn't have to envision me sitting on the edge of my bed naked.
Right, yes.
Because that's a terrible thing.
We had some showers go through. You had a few showers when you went out?
There were showers beginning last night, and there's showers this morning, as a matter of fact. It's spritzing here and there as I was driving.
Yeah, right now, most of it is over. We'll have some sunshine, and then showers and thunderstorms will regenerate this afternoon, any of which could be severe. And the highs are in the low 70s. So
roughly, what's the rough time frame for that, you think?
I would say after 2 or 3 o'clock.
All right.
Not before.
And they'll probably last till about, if they start at 2 or 3 o'clock, off and on, probably till about 5, 6 o'clock?
I would say shortly after sunset.
Yeah, when everything dies down, yeah.
Yeah, everything dies down then. And it will turn clear tonight. We'll be in the mid-50s. A partly sunny and windy Friday, 75 to 80. Saturday, we'll start with sun. We'll mix with clouds, but not a bad day, 70 to 75. Late Saturday night, showers come in. Sunday, showers, then partly sunny. Now, what does then mean? Yeah. Showers, then partly sunny. That is the ambiguous part of any weather forecast, when we put it that way. Showers could mean that they end at 8 Sunday morning. They end at noon. They end at 2. I'm thinking along the lines right now they'll end by lunchtime. And will be partly sunny during the afternoon for your barbecues and whatever you're doing. Mid-80s. Going to be plenty warm. And Memorial Day, partly sunny skies with highs 75 to 80. So really the only bout of precipitation comes from Saturday night into part of Sunday.
So that looks good. And what about Monday?
Well, we just went over that. Partly sunny. 75 to 80.
Marshall
wasn't paying any attention.
I didn't hear that. I thought you said I thought that was Sunday after.
Oh no. Partly sunny. Yes, and let's go back to yesterday.
Yesterday.
Was it the new computer? It was the new GFS that was forecasting a possible hurricane for the Cape Area. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And I believe, wasn't it for like a Tuesday? Yeah, it was all the way out in a Tuesday, right?
It was far out in the forecast pattern.
Right. Okay. So now we'll go to 10 days out, which is valid, ladies and gentlemen, for next Saturday.
Yep.
And the new computer model does have a hurricane near Cuba. Okay, so it's slower, but they still have one. And what do they do with it after that? After that, they make it, they cut it across Florida as a major hurricane.
Okay.
That would bring us to Monday, June 3rd. And if you want to continue to follow that, from there, they slam it into North Carolina on June 4th, Tuesday. They have it right over North Carolina. And unfortunately, from what I could see, they don't know what to do with it after that. It tries to weaken. It's over Virginia, North Carolina, and it sends a plume of moisture up across New England. Not as a hurricane, folks, but just as tropical moisture.
It's almost going to be like a summer nor'easter.
Absolutely. And it will be, you know, it'll be just muggy and breezy. And from time to time, there'll be showers and thunderstorms. That's what that model is indicating. Now, whether or not the new model is in, what did it do? So that's a good question.
Right. Well,
they have the same thing over Cuba, but considerably weaker. And they don't move it up the East Coast at all. They keep it floundering in the Gulf of Mexico. So big change in the new model. So that's, I mean, the fact that they're indicating it and they're holding on to it is a good thing. But now we have to see 10 to 15 days out whether or not it does materialize, and what happens.
You know, even if we were to get like a day and a half of off and on monsoon, like thunderstorms, our flood situation here would be bad because the ground can't accept any more water.
Right. We're totally saturated. You're right.
Now, you didn't see my Facebook page yesterday, did you?
I did not.
Guess what was I found in my front yard yesterday?
Guess what you found in my front yard yesterday? I'm going to say a turtle.
No, you're close because it begins with a T if you wanted to be crude. Right next to my walk to my house, only about 6 feet from my house, bear scat.
Oh, you're kidding.
A pile of bear scat.
Ooh.
That answers the question that if a bear crabs in the woods, no bear crabs in Marshall's yard.
Wow, so it's close to your house.
I mean, maybe it's a statement on my... on the way I keep my house.
You didn't pick it up on your cam?
Well, no, because they don't have a cam that's aimed right there. That's it. That's oh, a blind okay. spot. Well, even if I picked it up on the cam, I don't think I'd like to see a picture of it.
That's true too.
Bad enough that it's there. Bad enough that it's there.
Well, so that's if you don't mind me being too graphic, because I saw some stuff up at the lawn on the cabin.
Yep.
Is it brown, black?
I'll tell you what. Just if you go to my Facebook page.
Oh, I get the page. The
pictures
there.
Take a look
at
the picture, and then you'll see what bear scat looks like.
Oh, good, good. So then I could compare. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure what that is. I spent 3 hours yesterday afternoon in the bright, beautiful sunshine, pressure washing the rest of my patio.
All right.
It's all done.
You want to come pressure wash my house and then the back deck away?
You know, Marshall, you may not believe it, but that is hard work. It's not too bad.
Sure it is.
If you're doing like you're doing a house, but if you're doing a cement patio, you have to hold that trigger and you have to keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth till you get that nice and clean. And boy, after a while, your back is killing you.
Well, that's why you should hire somebody to do it.
I did last year. They charged me $500.
What?
Yes.
Do it yourself.
That's why I did it myself.
$500.
Yep. $500. So I did it myself. I went out and I bought a power washer and I do it myself. And you know, I've been doing like everything that's out there. You know, like all the little bricks and some of the.
How long did it take the guy for $500? How long did it take him?
I would say. They had heavy-duty equipment. I would say maybe an hour, a little bit over an hour.
$500 an hour? Oh, yeah. We're in the wrong business.
I know. I know. And don't forget, they're using our water, and we're paying for the water, right?
Yeah.
They're using our electric. So the only thing that they're using of their own is their equipment, and if they use any kind of detergent.
Yeah.
That's it.
$500 for an hour's worth of work.
500. Yeah, it was for something. Yeah, and then you get the guy a tap.
You should introduce him to your attorney.
I know. So anyhow, so I got that done. The only thing I have left now is some of the PVC fencing.
Yep.
Has some mold on it. So if I will get the opportunity to do it today because it won't be raining much of the day. So I'll do it, finish it up today. That's all.
All right, then. Tomorrow you prepare for the big weekend, are you right?
I don't know how big it's going to be. We'll have to see whether or not I'll be up there the whole weekend. I'm not sure.
Well, I hope you can get up there all weekend long.
You know, I don't know. I'll be up there. I think I'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I'm not so sure if I'll be there on Monday. We'll see.
Last year wasn't a good year for you getting there a lot.
No, you're right because of the weather. You're right.
All right. Well, anyways, whether or not, give us a recap.
Whether or not we have. Some sunshine with a chance of showers and thunderstorms that could be severe this afternoon.
That's the recap, ladies and gentlemen, from the man with a plan.
Thank you very much, Lee.
Pat, have a good day. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.